In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Today is Equal Pay Day, the day when women, on average, catch up with what their male coworkers earned the previous year. One way people push back against unequal pay is by being transparent about how much they make, like actually sharing that information with coworkers or other people so you can see if there is an unfair pay gap. A new survey commissioned by the American Association of University Women found that younger women are more likely than older women to do this, to share their salary. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
So, how much money do you make? It's such an uncomfortable question to ask and to answer. But Kim Churches, CEO of the American Association of University Women, says salaries should not be secret.
Talking about money in the United States has always been kind of a taboo, and it's been particularly gendered that women are more docile and don't talk about money as much as men do.
But she says talking does help. It's not a cure-all, but it calls attention to inequities and can improve salary negotiations. Ariane Hegovich is with the Institute for Women's Policy Research. She says technology is helping, too.
The biggest change probably comes through the availability of organizations such as Glassdoor or Monster Inc., where you can get salary information. And so you do not come in quite as blindly into a discussion.
18 states and the District of Columbia now ban retaliation against workers who share salary info. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.